Aerobic digestion sounds like something you might want to see the doctor about. But I suppose all this could become, will it become a prominent feature of life in our region?
Yes, anaerobic digestion. It does sound rather like a medical condition. You could imagine someone in those posh programmes going, do excuse my husband, he has a terrible case of anaerobic digestion. But we heard last week how CPI at Wilton use a similar process, and they make plastics and fuel from natural ingredients there. They also are the company that's going to be behind this new medicine plant in Darlington. They'll use a similar process to make pharmaceuticals in Darlington. Plans have also been announced last year to build an anaerobic digestion power plant in Middlesbrough. And the hope behind all of this is that it's going to reduce our reliance on fossil fuels by making more and more things from natural products and waste that would otherwise end up in the ground.
So what you're saying, David, is we could have bugs breaking wind all over the place here.
Yeah, pretty much. And turning things into other things and, you know, turning plastic into chemicals and food waste into fuel and all sorts of stuff. It's happening all over the region.
This is the best story you've done for ages. And food waste has been a big issue in recent weeks. Well, we know this, of course, because we discussed this, didn't we, on breakfast last week about, the revelations by the supermarket giant Tesco.
It is a good job we've got all these hungry bugs in the region because Tesco revealed last week that 2/3 of pre-packed salads never get eaten. Nearly half of the buns, bagels and breads that they make in their in-store bakery, that all gets thrown away as well. And in total, according to their own figures, Tesco generated almost 30,000 tonnes of food waste in the first 6 months of this year. And of course, they are only one of the big four supermarket chains, and you have lots of other smaller chains beyond that. Anthony Warren believes it's only a matter of time before there's going to be a ban on putting food waste into landfills.
The onus on businesses now to have a social responsibility for what they do is huge, and food waste is one of those things. So food manufacturers, the majority of food manufacturers that we deal with, have got targets for zero waste to landfill.
His plant can create 1.56 megawatts of power every hour. That's enough to power around 2,000 homes. And he says the green credentials don't end there. The plant also creates nutrient-rich fertiliser for local farmland. They aim to recycle the packaging that the food waste comes in as well, and they also reuse some of the heat given off in the process in their own plant, and they hope to sell the rest to neighbouring businesses. It's all very clever stuff.
Do you think the bugs actually enjoy all of this then, David?
Well, part of it, as we heard, is that the bugs have to have a nice, cosy environment to do this. So it's, I suppose, for the bugs, which might be used to feasting on anything that they can get hold of, you know, to have some fresh pre-packed sandwiches in a beautiful, temperature-controlled, big dome restaurant is probably lovely for them. They're probably having a great time.
David, thanks for what you need. David McMillan, our reporter there, and...